It's here and now, and I like to think I have a pretty small wallet compared to other people anyway. I've got my driver's license, credit cards, health insurance cards, some loyalty cards, some cash, some business cards. All right, maybe it's not as small as I would like it to be, but what choice do I have? Can I really go digital with my wallet, or at least part of it? For answers, we are joined by Roger Chang. He is executive editor at CNET, and he's with us from NPR Studios in New York. Hi, Roger.
Thanks for having me.
So why have we not reached the point yet where people are using their phones rather than their wallets to do all the things that they do with the stuff that's in their wallets?
Sure. That's the million-dollar question. I think this is something that's been promised to us for years, but hasn't really materialized. And I think the reason is that companies just can't come to agreement on how to do this. So there are a number of different digital wallets out there now, but none of them have really taken off.
Well, what companies are you talking about that haven't figured it out?
Well, Google is probably the most famous in terms of its effort. Google Wallet was an initiative that they announced, I think 3 years ago now at this point. And it started off as a small deployment or almost as a beta, and then it just sort of disappeared. They've had some expansion to it, but it really is hard to use unless you're in the Bay Area and you happen to have a certain phone with the right technology that actually works with what they want to do. And I think that's sort of the big issue is that there's a difference in agreement on technology, on partners, on how to go about implementing a digital wallet. And for a lot of these companies, it comes down to money, like who makes money off of these transactions.
Right.
And I think for a long time, that's been a really big hurdle.
Well, and the question that I have is, why can't if I've got an app for, say, Citigroup or Bank of America or one of the banks, why can't I use that to make a purchase? Why couldn't I just have a barcode that shows up on my phone that I can then use just like I would a credit card?
Actually, some companies are trying that right now. Again, it comes back to technology. In this instance, that barcode would require a lot of retailers to have special cash registers and point-of-sale terminals that are outfitted with scanners that can read your smartphone. And it's one thing to read a barcode off of a product, but it's another to read it off of a smartphone screen. The display, for whatever reason, makes it difficult. So you actually have to get upgraded new scanners for that. And that's been an issue, definitely, in getting adoption of mobile payments out there.
So do you see the way forward as each company does it individually? Because, of course, you can buy a latte at Starbucks with your phone without having any credit card with you.
Yeah, I think that's what we're seeing right now is Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts. These are retailers that are basically, I think, fed up with waiting for other people to create a digital wallet and just decided to do it themselves. And it makes a lot of sense for a Starbucks, right? Like your loyalty program is stored in your phone. It's really easy to use. They took the step of outfitting their entire chain with scanners that can read your phone. But that's not a luxury that's afforded to every retailer.
There is the question of security and the security of the technology. How easy would it be for a thief to take your phone and all of a sudden have access to your credit card or your Starbucks app, for that matter?
It depends on how secure you make your phone, right? If you password protect your phone, it's probably more secure than your wallet, right? If you lose your physical wallet, someone could take the wallet out and just start making random charges.
Yeah.
If your phone is locked, a lot of times it's enough of a pain for the thief to break that lock that they'd rather just brick it and sell the phone itself. So in that way, I feel like ultimately digital wallets are safer than your actual wallet in your pocket. That said, there's still a long way to go before consumers are comfortable using these things, I think.
Now, it seems like in the competition for mobile payments, PayPal is winning. The Comscore study on the digital wallet showed 48% of consumers that were interviewed used the PayPal wallet. Only 12% have used other digital wallets. Why is PayPal so far ahead of the game?
I think PayPal started. They started early. Basically, it started as a way for eBay vendors and buyers to exchange money in a safe way, and it's sort of evolved beyond that. It's become sort of a trusted source. And in that respect, I think it's sort of made the best headway in being a digital wallet. That said, I think it's still somewhat limited to transactions on eBay, some transactions online, or giving money back and forth between friends. But what PayPal's really done is they're trying to go from the digital world to the physical world. What you're seeing with a lot of the initiatives that they started lately, syncing your app so that when you go into a store, certain coupons or discounts will pop up. It'll actually know where you are. If you're at a ballpark, you could purchase a hot dog from your phone, pick it up at the concession stand. There are things that they're doing to kind of make it more feasible to use as a wallet everywhere as opposed to just online.
Well, what about some of the things that you really wouldn't need to be all that secure? And I'm just looking in my own wallet right now, and I find, well, first of all, I have business cards. I don't know why I need those anymore. I've got a lunch club, buy 9 sandwiches, get the 10th one for free. There's only one punch in that one. That probably can go. I've also got these loyalty cards to, to places that I go. Do those need to be in my wallet? Couldn't I just use a phone for that?
Yeah, in fact, I do. I have the CVS card, a D'Agostino's, a Walgreens card, all stored in my phone with an app called Keyring. So, I mean, a lot of that's going away. You just sort of have to look for it yourself.
What about like a health insurance card? Do you need to keep that in your wallet?
I do keep that in my wallet. Health insurance, driver's license, these kind of critical forms of identification, I would not suggest putting on your phone or relying on your phone because basically, what if your phone goes dead? You have lost all form of identification.
And would you at this point in time rather lose your phone or your wallet?
That's a really good question. I think I would still rather lose my phone, actually. You know, it would cost me a lot of money, but I'd buy a new phone and I could just sync it up again and it's basically restored. I might lose a few photos, but, you know, it's not a huge issue. I lose my wallet and that's just a pain in the butt getting everything, all your IDs, you know, back and going to the DMV, which, you know, we all dread.
Roger Chang, what do you think when you see somebody with a wallet that's like 2 inches thick with cards that, you know, for stores that have gone out of business, old receipts and all that?
You mean the George Costanza wallet?
Yes, one that might even give you back problems.
Yeah, well, that person basically needs to reevaluate what's in their wallet. I mean, it's a pet peeve of mine having this massive thing, being able to go into your wallet and find what you need at the right moment. That's, you know, one reason why digital wallets are so attractive. You could store all this stuff and not worry about it, you know, giving you a back problem down the line.
And, you know, jeans are so tight to your body these days that you can't fit that thing in there anymore.
Yeah, I mean, a thick wallet would not look appealing on my skinny jeans.
Roger Chang is executive editor of CNET. Roger, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And let us know what kind of wallet you prefer. Do you have a bulky wallet filled with receipts and credit cards and loyalty cards and business cards, or have you gone digital? Go to hereandnow.org. You can also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/hereandnowradio. We're already getting some comments from people mostly who say, I don't want to put everything on my cell phone. Let me keep my wallet. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.